Opus 62, number 5 in Year of the OTP. We're dating? Since when? Written by Ivic and read by Flower Parish. This is a Marvel fic, rated for teen and up audiences, featuring the relationship Bucky Barnes / Clint Barton. Summary. Sharon is not a good matchmaker, but she doesn't know that. What she is persistent. Clint allowed himself to be dragged by the arm out of the atrium, then out of the building and halfway up the street, before he dug in his heels. What the hell, man? I panicked, okay? Just, come on, I don't want her to see us standing here. Clint could clearly see that Bucky was restraining himself from turning to look back over his shoulder and see if they had been followed onto the street. Okay, where are we going? There's a coffee shop another block up. Does good croissants. I'll buy you one. A man after my own heart. Amusement dripped from Clint's words, and Bucky let out a heartfelt groan. You don't have to make a thing out of this. Have you met me? I'm constitutionally incapable of not making a thing out of this. That's a big word coming from you, Bucky grumbled. Nat got me a word-a-day calendar for my birthday. When was your birthday? Last month. You'd think you'd know that, being my boyfriend and all. Oh, for fuck's sake, I told you, I panicked. And I look forward to hearing all about that over the croissant and coffee you're going to buy me. I only said I'd get you the croissant. Oh? My boyfriend is too cheap to treat me to a cup of joe to wash down the croissant he's going to buy me, Clint teased, enjoying the way Bucky was blushing. I'm not, Bucky started, but cut himself off as he caught Clint's expression and realized Clint was yanking his chain. Not what? My boyfriend or too cheap? Both, damn it. Just get in here. Be quiet for a minute, will you? Not sure I can do that, Bucko. Bucky briefly pressed his hand to his face and huffed out a sigh, then, with an obvious effort, pulled his composure around himself like a coat and led them into the coffee shop. Bucky tried to ignore Clint as they stood in line, but Clint was having too much fun with the situation to let that stand. When Bucky didn't respond to his initial prodding, Clint stepped in close and draped an arm over his shoulders. He was careful not to cage or pull him in. Making the Winter Soldier feel trapped probably wouldn't be good for anybody. He couldn't bite back a grin when he felt Bucky's breath hitch when he leaned his face in close to his. Clint knew it looked like he was leaning in for a kiss, but he only pointed across the front of Bucky's body at the display case. That looks good, he murmured, still close. Have you tried one of those before? He was gratified when Bucky had to clear his throat before saying no. What do you say? Feeling adventurous? Bucky did not answer, and as the line moved forward, he stepped out from under Clint's arm. Aw, baby, don't be like that, Clint teased, and this time when he reached out, Bucky jabbed him in the ribs. Geez, forget the metal arm, classify that pointy elbow as a weapon. They made it to the front of the line, and Bucky ordered two coffees, a croissant, and one of the pastries Clint had been pointing at. When the barista asked which flavor, Bucky didn't hesitate before choosing peach. Clint held his tongue as Bucky paid, and then led them to one of the tables. So, he prompted, you panicked. I'm sorry. Sharon has been determined to set me up on a date. I thought I'd get her off my case after I finally told her I wasn't interested in any of the gals she was suggesting, on account of being queer, but she just started listing men instead. You could just tell her you don't want to date, Clint said. I tried that at the beginning, but she's relentless. Yeah, I've met her. She trying to set you up too? Not anymore. You still haven't finished explaining what happened, Clint pointed out. So today she started in again, and I told her I already had a boyfriend, and she asked me who. And you came out of the elevator, and I panicked, and I'm sorry. One of the baristas called out Bucky's name, and Clint gallantly got up to fetch their order. So, how long have we been dating? Clint asked as he sat back down. Bucky stared up at him in surprise. Well, Sharon's going to ask questions. If you don't want to deal with one of her blind dates or invent a new boyfriend, you'd better have answers. You don't have to, Bucky said, looking uncomfortable. I'll tell her it was a joke or something, so she doesn't tell all of S.H.I.E.L.D. you're... A friend of Dorothy, Clint suggested when Bucky trailed off. Pretty sure anyone who matters already knew that. and I don't care what the rest of them think. Dating me, Bucky countered. Am I supposed to be upset if people think I bagged the Winter Soldier? A, you're way out of my league, so that's only good for my rep. And B, no one will dare cut in front of me at the cafeteria again if you're my boyfriend. Bucky burst out with a laugh, then said, you're something else. You really want to fake date me? I'd rather real date you, but I can deal with fake dating if that's all you want. What? You knew my coffee order and favorite kind of jam. Seems like you might have been paying attention to me a little more than you usually let on. Like, maybe you're interested. Bucky just looked flabbergasted. If you keep shooting down Sharon's suggestions because you don't want to date at all, not that you don't want to deal with a blind date, I get that. Everyone knows she's an awful matchmaker, and I'm not trying to make you do anything you don't want, but I figured I should make the offer. How did you get Sharon off your back? Bucky returned to his earlier unanswered question. I told her I already had my sights set on someone, but I was waiting for them to be in a better place to start something, Clint said, giving Bucky a meaningful look. Oh. This looks like a good place to start something, Clint pointed out, gesturing widely with his pastry, strewing crumbs everywhere. Bucky's eyes followed the movement, and he found himself nodding. Yeah, I think it is. The smile that lit Clint's face was infectious. Yeah? Yeah. They grinned at each other across the table like fools for a long moment before Clint took another bite of his pastry. You might want to text Steve and let him know, he said thoughtfully through his mouthful. Sharon's as bad a gossip as she is a matchmaker. Bucky reached for his phone, and it was already ringing by the time he hauled it out of his pocket. Clint couldn't hear what Steve asked, but he had a pretty good guess when Bucky answered, just today. The end.